Chapter 64. Out of the goddamned frying pan and into the fire. The Shrill's regen spot was all the way back in Neo Austin, and I could not afford for him to die right now. I read the notifications as I rushed to the cockpit. I slid easily into the chair, only to pop back out a moment later, but not before smashing down on Hypnos, which caused the two kaiju besieging us to avalanche to the ground. Leaping out of my chair, I cast Bloodborne, and I set a destination for the right flank, just above tentacle number 4. As I waited, I used a trick Clara had taught me, and I mentally pulled the Shrill's status off the wall and placed it into the upper corner of the gross anatomy map. Now I could see his health and strength without having to cast diagnosis over and over. The world out by the rift was utter chaos. The Shrill's advanced vision told the story, giving me a quick 360-degree snapshot of the world all around us. Paskunji grappled in the air directly over the rift with the two angels, who retained their angel shape, but had grown to an enormous size. Ragel fought with a sword made of ice, and Jeremiel used what looked like a long staff with a hook at the end. Paskunji remained in phoenix form, and she screamed as they tumbled through the skies. The three had become a whirlwind of their own, a glowing, exploding, crashing trilogy of violence. Epsilon was on the field, approaching from the east, but the giant robot had been waylaid by the world's newest kaiju, Mifta. The Hell Guardian was no longer a baby. The amorphous blob of flesh was easily the biggest thing out here, almost twice the size of his father, the Shrill. Tem, the alienist's beetle, Bubalus, the brownie's wasp, and Bast of the humans all grappled with the monstrosity, who, unlike the Shrill, had the ability to grow and generate tentacles and appendages at will. Karkadan, the upright-standing rhinoceros-headed kaiju of the Dryad Tree People, lay dead, broken in half before Mifta. Meanwhile, Clara's salamander guardian, the Opera, was in the process of getting his ass kicked by a new kaiju I'd never seen before. This creature was a Hell Guardian, the kaiju form of one of the Demon Lords. I had suspected the Demon Lords would all become giant monsters at the end, but I hadn't expected it to happen this early. Clara was not currently controlling the Opera, having zapped herself into Avanik, who was many miles away. Other Guardians wrestled and fought with new kaiju, who took on strange and various forms. While the Guardians were mostly, but not all, animal-based behemoths, the new threats were all pure monstrosities, creatures created in the fever dream of a madman. The Shrill was clearly more a member of this family than the others. The two kaiju I'd just put to sleep were both about the Shrill's size. One was coal black, covered in horns and dripping oil-like waves of skin. It had a pair of mammoth tusks jutting from its center, one of which had torn a jagged hole in the Shrill I had to repair. The other was fluorescent red, shaggy in some places, dreadlocked in others. It was like a millipede conjoined with dozens of half-melted human shapes erupting from its body. It had scuttled onto the Shrill with at least 100 jagged legs that looked like thorns. Its body crawled with venomites, the spider demons. I hadn't even noticed them until they'd scattered off the kaiju the moment I'd knocked them all out. As the Shrill proceeded to eviscerate the two fallen enemies, I emerged onto the edge of a muscle that should not be exposed to open air. Black smoke and the stench of death whipped at me as I slid out of the vein. Blood cascaded like a waterfall out of the Guardian. I had to use my grappling hook to affix myself to the side wall of a torn ligament to keep from flowing away. I had to staunch the bleeding. The jagged, horrific wound was at least 100 feet long, deep enough to cut through fat and muscle. I'd felt the searing pain in the short moment I had jumped into direct control. I started to cast numb, but I held back, seeing the salve would cost more of my soul points. Shit. Sorry, buddy, I thought, as I went straight for the simple, dirty heal. I used the entirety of my soul power to cast Cauterize. The Shrill screamed as the wound viciously closed before my eyes, darkness enveloping me. His draining health slowed, then stopped, settling at 20%. His strength, thankfully, remained at the top. The health ticked up one point, then another. Too slow, too slow. My guardian finished off one of the demons, and a familiar, powerful wave of soul power punched into me. I jumped at the opportunity, casting numb, then patch. I rerouted one of the major veins from a lung in the damaged zone, moving it to an unused lung deeper within the body. His health started to tick up faster. I moved to the next biggest wound, repeating the process. I managed to heal the slashed tentacle before the unlimited soul power bonus finished seeping into me. And then, a moment later, I received another bonus as the shrill finished off the other demon. I moved to the third wound, a deep puncture higher up on his bulk. It was less serious of an injury, but it nicked an intestine and would take longer to heal.
Seal of Asmodeus added to library. Seal of Procell added to library.
I had no idea which of the two demons was which, and I didn't care at the moment. It was good to know I'd get their info as they were killed, but I doubted I'd be able to utilize the sigils at this point. As I repaired the puncture wound, the surviving Venomites awakened and swarmed, burrowing their way into the Shrill's body. His strength plummeted as he screamed in new pain and rage. I waited for them all to get inside before I cast my level 10 antiparasitic. They died instantly. The immediate threat pacified, I returned to the cockpit. I took a moment to assess the situation. Pascungi was dead. The dead phoenix smoldered, her shattered body sitting within a crater adjacent to the rift, a mere quarter mile away from the edge of the Shrill. I was lucky she hadn't landed on us. She had died almost on top of her respawn, and she'd be back in about 7 minutes. I didn't see Jeremiel anywhere, and I assumed he was dead. I didn't know where the angels would respawn, but I guessed it would be all the way back in Medina. Ragel swooped through the sky, swinging his ice sword menacingly, looking about as if he didn't know what to do now. He spied a demon kaiju that looked like a three-headed horned toad that was shooting a stream of red blood from its eyes. He swooped down to fight it. The Opera was dead, which was a blow to our plan. The salamander's respawn was in the lake on the far north side of the world. He wasn't a fast-moving guardian, and it'd take a day and a half for him to walk the full length of the map back here. I'd held more Tasgus buried and in reserve. I called him now, and he'd be here in about an hour. A smattering of other guardians lay slain on the battlefield while others held their own. Even two-headed Orthrus was now here, which gave me a start at first. But the Lycan Kaiju did not have the telltale indicator that Jank was within. I suspected once Jank got locked up, Orthrus started to wander and found his way here on his own. This situation was completely untenable. When the Guardians died, they scattered all over the realm, but the Hell Guardians popped right back up in their current locations 20 minutes later. It was a losing game. We had to get into the rift where all demon death was permanent. I eyed Mifta, who was in the process of disemboweling Bast. The surviving Guardians screamed at him. Warble, the lumpy rock monster of the nerve agents, threw boulder after boulder at Mifta, who howled in rage as he finished off Bast. He moved next to Tem, the stag beetle, who was almost immediately crushed. The chimera form of Lamashtu skulked back, standing atop the dead and deflated form of Kolo Kolo. She observed her son from a distance.
"Fucking hell,"
I grumbled, though it came out as a roar from all of the mouths of the Shrill at once. What a complicated clusterfuck. The Guardians needed to kill the demons, but not the demon Mifta. At least not until he managed to crack open the rift. They didn't know that, however, and they attacked the fleshy titan on sight. At the same time, the two angels would likely sit over the rift and fight the phoenix over and over again if I didn't intervene. I needed to get one of the angels' attention and get him talking. I eyed the fallen Pascungi. Even in death, the air around the phoenix crackled with heat. I could feel it from here. I had an idea. I needed to act quickly. I pushed the Shrill forward, rushing as quickly as I could toward the fallen guardian. After several hours of practice, I'd discovered a shape halfway between the potato and overeasy egg was the most efficient for quick travel. It took some effort to maintain the position, but I quickly sped over the landscape, arriving at the side of the dead guardian in moments. The phoenix would regenerate in about 100 seconds. I used Bloodborne to send me to the edge of the longest tentacle, which I had draped over the body of the burning guardian. I swallowed one of the Fire Endure potions as I burst from the blood vessel at the back of the mouth. I shot forward with my hook, grasping the edge of the kaiju mouth. I retracted as quickly as I could, catapulting me forward and out of the Guardian. I initiated my shield as I dropped. Pascunji's entire form started blinking as I landed upon her fiery body. It was as if I stood upon the surface of hell. She was about to regenerate. A deep red gash emanated from the Phoenix's chest where she'd been pierced by the Angel's sword. I didn't feel pain as I rushed across the body of the dead Guardian. Still, my health plummeted. I cast Reconstitute as I ran. It was like using a thimble to stop a waterfall. I was taking more than just heat damage. Radiation mixed with angel blood was deadly to my kind, and I would not live past the next few moments. The shield did nothing. I pulled the black sprout from my inventory, and I dove directly into the wound, praying this would work.